For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. About 2 weeks ago, when Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden realized his showing in the New Hampshire primary was going to be low, the former vice president made a trip to South Carolina.
You have no idea how great it is to be back in South Carolina.
In downtown Columbia, Biden told a diverse crowd of energetic supporters, despite poor numbers in Iowa and similar expectations in New Hampshire, their fight was just beginning.
An especially important phase, because up till now, we haven't heard from the most committed constituents of the Democratic Party, the African-American community.
South Carolina's first in the South primary will show how popular Biden and the other presidential candidates are with African-American voters, who make up about 60% of the state's Democratic Party. The thought process is, if a candidate does well in South Carolina, they will likely do well in subsequent voting states. The former vice president's relationships in the state run deep and wide, giving him great name recognition. Other candidates are also setting down some roots. Revisiting his deep connections has now become crucial for his campaign. In a small storefront building in Bishopville, a group of residents gather to hear Biden's sister, Valerie Biden Owens, and his senior advisor, Simone Sanders. Friday, the two traveled the state on Biden's Soul of the Nation bus tour, making stops in Gaffney, Rock Hill, King Street, and in Bishopville, they met some of those loyal voters they've been talking about.
My name is Willie McDonald. He represents more of us now than the rest of the candidate. And besides, 8 years of the president we have is too much.
Shirley Hill. I believe in him, in the things he speaks of. I genuinely believe his heart is for the people as a whole.
Bishopville is a small city about an hour southwest of Columbia. Just over 3,400 people live here, the majority of them African American. Like many other places in the state, support for Biden cuts across racial lines.
I remember meeting Vice President here when I was the party chairman, Mr. Bryant.
That state representative for the area, Will Wheeler, talking with this group of supporters about his personal connection to the former vice president. He tells South Carolina Public Radio why Biden has his support.
I just have complete confidence in him. He's solid as a rock. He's got a long track record. He's stable. He's not going to do anything crazy. He's going to get us back to where we need to be.
But in recent weeks, other candidates have also made personal connections of their own. Michael Bailey is publisher of The Minority Eye, an online news magazine geared towards African Americans. He says these connections are why there's a decrease in Biden's presumed lead.
One of the reasons you see Tom Steyer moving up in the polls is he has put his money into the black community.
Early polls showed Biden at one point with a near 30-point frontrunner lead. More recent polls, including the CBS, YouGov, and Winthrop polls, show that margin has dramatically decreased to within just 5 points. Tom Steyer has shown the greatest increase, polling at 2% in November and now at about 24%.
He's talked to the black community and he sat down with community leaders and said, okay, what do you need? He's approached the campaign from a business standpoint. I need this done. I need to work with the individuals in the community.
But back in Bishopville, along Biden's so-called firewall,
I'm going to think positive. Biden is going to win.
Unwavering, loyal support. South Carolina's Democratic primary is Saturday, the 29th. Active candidates on the ballot are Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Tom Steyer, Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Tulsi Gabbard. In Bishopville, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.